Guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Sharply higher day once again in these grains, Don.
Yeah, you know, and I think the end of the week, a lot of this week was all about delivery situation on the May positions. We found out who does or doesn't want to own the deliverable positions at the Board of Trade on the May. And what we found out on the soybeans, there were 66 deliveries by Cargill, so a little bit of ease there. But on the corn, just nobody wanted to let up delivery. So you got the good old-fashioned squeeze is what we call it on May. And we had some very volatile trade with the May at times going up about 45 cents a bushel. No limits on the nearby month. Then Sunday night, we're changing these limits from 25 cents on corn to 40. We're going to change the soybeans from 70 cents to a buck and wheat up to 45 cents. So about the deliveries this week is really was the story. Pushed us to the upside. Basis levels tighten back up again as we hit the end of the week. Brazil's crop still dry. Safras down in Brazil did estimate their corn crop down 200 million bushels. Trade thinks it could be 400 million, so we'll see down. You know, so that's really the story as we go out in new highs on the May corn.
Now, did that spill over into the July contract too, or just pulled everything with it?
It really, the May just pulled everything with it. When you look at it, July corn ended up the limit higher too, up 25 cents, just from a spreading standpoint, pushed us up the limit out there. But a few cents away from contract highs on the July. More cents away from the contract high. But, you know, bull markets, bull spreads work. By that, I mean that the upfronts lead the charge, and that's what's happened here to end the week. In other words, somebody wants to own it today because they're not sure tomorrow. And look at the May-July corn spread is really the highlight. It's trading over 60, 65 cents May over July, being that kind of premium for with just 2 months to go.
Yeah, exactly. Livestock side of things, what went on over there?
Well, the livestock, we tried to have a push to the upside on cattle. You know, cattle trade this week a little bit softer than the trade would have liked to have seen. You know, traded 118 at the end of the week in the Southern Plains, traded the Corn Belt area, you know, more in that 188 to 195 to end the week dressed. Packer margin's huge, $650 a head in the black. The choice beef is just in a very thin air up here over the $290 mark, 100 weight. So it's all about the beef. When does it slow down? Packer's in control of the marketplace. And, you know, trying to send a signal to continue to move cattle. I think that's really it. On the hogs, market goes limit up. You know, big swinging market over there. More concerned with African swine fever popping up in China. So we hear that on the positive days. Still tight supplies here. Disease issues in the U.S. But then there's a concern on the down days is, are we building the herd there or not? And are they going to slow down the demand, their import pace out of China? So it's a back and forth market pushing into contract highs in the hogs.
Anything else that we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think next week we're going to come to the focal point on weather. We're going to be watching that close. The planting progress should be high. We're going to watch to see if we get rain in Brazil in those dry areas. They're pollinating on 50% of the crop. And then we're edging ever so close to the May 12th report, which is going to be a big highlight on demand.
Don Rose, U.S. Commodities.